A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Daf Vav Amud Beis. Moed Katan 6b. Pagination is 12. We're starting from the fourth line, the beginning of the line. And our reference is the last words in the original Mishnah, which was describing different types of Tzorchei Rabim, different things that needed to be taken care of by the public, including Yotzim Af Al Hakelayim, that Beis Din would send out messengers to enforce the laws of Kelayim. We're referring to over here the laws of Kelayim, forbidden mixtures by plants, by grains. And if in fact a forbidden mixture was found, these messengers would enforce that the problem be uprooted and removed so that only the type that's supposed to be growing there will be growing without overlap with the other type. Barishona hayu okrim umashlichim lefnei behemton. Originally, we're told, and this is also in Maseches Shkalim Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, they used to uproot the problem plants and umashlichim lefnei behemtam and throw it in front of the animals of the owners, that we just wanted to make our point, we wanted to stop the kelayim, and if you benefit from what's uprooted, so be it. We weren't very harsh about our takana. And the problem was that the homeowner was doubly happy. Achas shemenachshin lahem sadoseihem. In one regard, he was happy that you just weeded his field. Whether this is general weeding, it was overgrown. Too much was growing there, so you weeded it. So, okay. And secondly, you're taking care of the kelayim for him. And ultimately, that's not our goal. Our goal is not to be the policeman for observance. The goal is that the homeowner is not supposed to be lazy, and he's supposed to go out there and uproot the plants that are not supposed to be there. So, in any case, the homeowner was happy. You're doing the weeding. Thanks. And also, va'acha shamashlichim lefnei behemton. And they're throwing what gets weeded in front of the animals, well, thanks for feeding the animal. Hiskinu, they made a legislation that these messengers who are sent out, shiyu okrin umashlichim al adrochim, that they should uproot it and they should toss it into the thoroughfare so that it gets trampled on and destroyed, and sock it to the homeowner for having left kelayim. He's going to actually take a loss. We're going to uproot it and we're going to destroy it. V'adayin hayu smechim simcha gedola. They were still happy. Shemenach shin sadoseihen, because it's being weeded. It's interesting that the wording of the Gemara here is simcha gedola, right? A big joy. They're still very happy. Hiskinu, so the legislation became shiyu mafkirim kol hasadeh kula, that they would be mafkir, they would declare ownerless the entire field based on hefker, bezdin hefker. Bezdin has the authority to make something ownerless, and that's the way that they would take sanctions from the homeowner in whose field kelayim was found based on his neglect, etc. Okay. So let's back up over here and appreciate what's going on. We have some knowledge about takanos of Chazal. Chazal would make a takana only if Rov Hatzibur Yochal La'amod Bo, for example. They would make takanos legislations only if the people were able to deal with the takana. Generally, a takana meant that something that until now was permitted would now be forbidden. We encountered in our Masechta, just a short while ago, that there's the possibility that when they made a legislation, they actually left an out. That if a later Beis Din did not feel it proper, it's possible that the early Beis Din left an out that you can undo the legislation that we made. And what's implied by that is that anytime they didn't leave an out, it's because they had absolute confidence that this thing that they're legislating against should be forbidden forever. And that's a level of confidence and foresight that we do attribute to Chazal. Chazal, for example, said that you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos because we're worried that you're going to pick a branch off a tree in order to use as a whip to get the animal to go faster. So that's a legislation that they made, not to climb a tree because you might pull off a branch, and not to ride an animal because you might pull off a branch. They didn't say only for the next 10 years, or if anybody wants to uproot it, let them uproot it. They made the takana in force, expecting it to remain in place. What we're encountering in our Gemara is they made a takana, but we're encountering people who want to outsmart the takana. It's intended to be a punishment. We pull out the kelayim and we throw it, perhaps angrily, onto the stoop where the owner's animals would frequent. So it got eaten, but the owner is walking around humming a happy tune. It's a little bit like sometimes you try to reprimand a child and you say, oh, you can't go on the trip because of what you did. And the child responds, oh, I didn't want to go on the trip anyway. So you feel you've punished the child, but the child has outsmarted you in that it's not coming across as a punishment. Sometimes people literally try to outsmart the takana. They say a cute story of a certain person who is an immigrant, and he's asking around, should I declare my age older than I am so that I'm closer to senior benefits, or should I declare my age younger than I am so that I would get certain workers' incentives? And someone says to him, why don't you just say your real age? And the guy answers, oh, I didn't think of that. People are so busy outsmarting the takana, they didn't think of saying, like, yes, you're being reprimanded. You're being told, say the truth. Whatever the takana is, just play along with the takana. And the goal over here, certainly, is that the farmer should be the one to weed his own field. The goal is not that Beis Din has to do the mitzvah for him. And therefore they went through these different levels of the takana. Again, barishona, they would simply uproot it, and like a very gentle touch, and they would throw it there, but the man's animals would benefit. Then it was mashlichim al adrachim. They made sure to destroy it, but he was still happy. Other people are taking care of this manpower that's required to weed the field properly and get rid of the kalayim. And they ended up that they found it necessary to make a very strong takana, which was hefker Beis Din hefker, to make the entire field ownerless as a sanction if kalayim was found in his field. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.